Hello, friends, and welcome to the Higher Standard Podcast, where we give you ultra-premium, unfiltered truth when it comes to building your wealth and curating the lifestyle of your dreams. No games, no drama, and no shenanigans. I am your host, Chris Nahibi, and I'm here to help you distill the immense amount of information and disinformation out there on the interwebs and give you the opportunity to choose a higher standard for yourself. There are no gurus here, and no one gives a damn about how wealthy you look. I'm an attorney and a banker, amongst other things. Does that mean you should listen to me? Hell no. This is just full disclosure that while we talk about money, wealth, law, investing, and a lot of related topics, you should always speak to your own advisors for an opinion tailored to your unique investment perspective. I am obligated to tell you that nothing contained in this show is in fact legal or investment advice and is being provided solely for entertainment purposes. So sit back, relax your mind, and get ready for a different kind of podcast where we elevate your baseline in crispy, high-resolution audio. This isn't a different standard. It's the higher standard. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Higher Standard Podcast. That name might be simple to you. It might be something that, hey, I clicked on this podcast, and that's what this is. But this has been a labor of love for the last 6 months, at the time of this recording anyway, working on a podcast that we're about to launch in the next couple of weeks that no one has ever heard. And we've recorded about 20 episodes now, and we're ready to go. And I'm ready to launch this thing. And for some reason, this episode, the origin episode, has been the hardest for me to record. And it's not because I don't want to tell everybody my story. It's just that I don't really know sometimes if my story is worth that much to somebody else. It's I know that, you know, I even Googled at one point, you know, hey, Chris, what is an origin story for a podcast? And I've had people that I talked to, you know, Jay, who's helping me produce this, made some recommendations, but I just felt like none of that was authentic. So rather than tell you this whimsical story about how awesome of a person I am and how professional you should perceive me as or any of that bullshit, I'm going to tell you, man, I fucked up a lot. I made a lot of mistakes. You know, when I was younger, I lied to a lot of people about stupid, small shit. And it wasn't because I was trying to be malicious or hurtful. It's because I was embarrassed. I think a lot of people didn't understand that I grew up being called a failure. It's not because my dad was, you know, a mean person or, you know, didn't love me. It was just that he came from that, you know, different cultural mindset. He came from overseas. He came here from Iran. And you had to be a doctor, a lawyer. You had to get straight A's. And he came from this different pedigree mindset that, you know, anything less than exceptional wasn't good enough. And that was parenting back then. That was the 80s, man. Like, I love my dad. Don't get me wrong. I'm not mad at him. But it definitely had a little bit of a psychological impact on me. I'm to this day, I'm harder on myself than I am on everyone else around me. And I think that a lot of people don't understand that about me. Like, if you think that I'm being harsh on you, you should get inside my head for 5 minutes because it's pretty ruthless at times. But, you know, I always felt like a failure when I was younger. I always thought I could be more than I was and that I should have been more than I was. And it wasn't like I felt this like I deserve it. Like so many people I see on social media now, like, oh, this is coming to me. It was that I didn't feel, fuck, man, I don't even know. I just didn't feel like I was worthy enough, like I had done enough for someone to be proud of. And my mom was always proud of me, but my mom would have been proud of me no matter what I did. She's just a different kind of human. And like, this is not a sob story. I'm not trying to convince you to listen to me because you feel bad for me. This is going someplace, so bear with me. You know, so I lied a lot about the things that I accomplished or that I was going to do or that, you know, the things, even places that I'd been, just because I knew who I wanted to be. And I really truly believed that if I believed that hard enough and I sold that to myself, I could grow into that person. But that level of lack of authenticity, that level of fake shit brought me a bunch of fake ass friends who all faked that, you know, had their fake ass success, faked that lifestyle. And when I started being real and true and honest to me and to the people around me, those friends were gone. But I didn't feel lonely anymore. I always tell people that it's incredibly difficult as a kid growing up with a lot of people around you. And I mean, even culturally, like I'm mixed, and a lot of people I hung out with growing up weren't mixed as kids. You know, dad's Iranian, German, mom's a little bit of everything. And, you know, you grow up feeling like you belong to the other side every time you're with one side. Iranian people thought I was a white dude, and white dude thought I was an Iranian. You know, it didn't matter. I'm not, you know, a lot of people suffered a lot more discrimination than I did growing up. And now with the son who's, you know, half Filipino and you know, is he Asian? Is he not? And I fear his inclusion into groups. I originally started this podcast with the idea of giving back, of giving people access to authenticity, to real morals and ethics in business and life, and unpack this goofy shit that you see online. These things that you see people saying that they're doing to make money. But I can't be real to you and tell you that my success is repeatable. And I know that's fucked up. They say luck is the combination of preparation and opportunity. And I got lucky. I did. And I don't really buy into that mantra a tremendous amount, but I worked my ass off. But I struggled through school. I barely got through at times. It was a roller coaster ride for sure. In law school, I mean, definitely came a lot easier to me than I'm sure it came to a lot of other people. But, you know, it wasn't the best law school in the world that I went to. You know, Trinity in Santa Ana, for example, you know, wasn't ABA approved when I went there. And, you know, it took me 14 years after I graduated to take and pass the bar. And I mean, obviously my motivations had changed. I mean, my wife and I knew we were going to have a son, so I knew it was kind of do or die. But definitely my mindset as an older person taking the bar was a lot different. But my career could be entirely boiled down to, you know, a few lucky moments. You know, I wish I could say it was skill. I wish I could say that I'm smarter than somebody, but I'm not. I come off that way, sure, you know, sometimes. Certain topics, I might even be able to fake smart for a little while, but I don't know that I am. You know, I really don't. I know that I've experienced a lot, and now that I'm in my 40s, I can say that I appreciate the mistakes I've made along the way more than the wins. I never liked graduations. I never liked walking. I never liked people celebrating me for starting things. It never made sense to me. You should congratulate me when I get my first paycheck. You shouldn't congratulate me when I graduate school. I got a bunch of student debt, no money coming in, and a big ego on my shoulders because I got a degree I didn't have before. That doesn't make me a better human being. That makes me somebody who's got his whole life ahead of him and a lot of negative stuff, you know, holding him back. We look at it as this weird rite of passage, but is it really though? I don't know. Somewhere along the way, all this luck, I started to look in the mirror and say, I could do more. Why lose this momentum? You know, I went to Yale, became a contractor, started buying property, started, you know, working on building things of my own little personal empire, and years would go past. And now I'm in a situation where my constant fear of being poor. My parents divorced, man. My mom and I would literally go through change in our couch to buy a 2-liter bottle of diet soda and a Hershey's chocolate bar. And we could barely scrap together enough change to get that. And later on, our home was foreclosed on, and my mom, you know, had to leave and move to the Midwest. And I stayed in California with my dad, who was living a completely different lifestyle. There was a lot that went on, but that those moments of poverty, losing our home and the challenges, the adversity that we overcame in those moments together. I always felt loved with my mom. It didn't matter what we had or didn't have. You know, we had everything with my dad, but I didn't always feel loved. It's crazy how that worked out. So, yeah, I don't know what success looks like. You'll hear in this podcast as we talk about different episodes that success is a journey. It's not a destination. You don't just get there and say, I'm successful. I hear other people tell me I'm successful, but at the same time, I know that most people don't have an idea of what it is that I do. I'm the chief credit officer of a bank, publicly traded institution we started 14 years ago. Myself was part of the team that started it. And I'm extremely proud of that fact, going from zero to in excess of $10 billion in size, being publicly traded, and all those lovely things. But I'm even more proud of going to law school 14 years, passing the bar 14 years after going to law school and starting a law firm where the majority of what we do is pro bono, we give back. I'm extremely proud of it. I'm extremely proud that I've been able to use my broker's license on the real estate side of things to make myself money, make my family money, and grow our real estate portfolio. But I've also been able to use it to help my sister. I've also been able to use it to help other people. And by help, I mean, I've given commissions back. This year alone, I mean, if I had to guess, $60,000, $80,000, I don't even keep track of it anymore. Because I don't care. Because what I do know is when I was starting, nobody helped me out. Nobody gave me a shot. I had to scratch and claw for every single thing that I got. And yeah, there was definitely some lucky opportunities that came my way. But I once, my first job underwriting in multifamily real estate, a woman named Jamie Goldenfeld Nelson, who is a mentor to this day, even though we really don't speak much anymore, she took a shot on me. She knew I was lying in an interview with her. I had taken my law degree off my resume because people weren't hiring me. I stayed up all night the night before reading, an MBA book on investment real estate. And looking back on it, I must have sounded like a complete jackass in the interview the next day, acting like I knew what I was doing. I was lying. And Jamie knew it. She knew it. But her daughter had gone to law school, had struggled with a lot of what I was going through. And she took a chance on me. And that chance led me to the situation that I'm in today. There is a direct correlation to her giving me that opportunity in that moment and recommending me and then teaching me after that and sitting next to me and grinding out those hours with me, that it just made me who I am today. And a lot of those same lessons I've been able to impart on other underwriters along the way and other people in the banking sector. And because of that learning from the ground up, I think it's made me a better executive and a better friend and teacher when it comes to the younger staff and giving people opportunities, because I would not have had that if it wasn't for somebody taking a chance. That's what this podcast is about. You don't have to be a perfect human being. You don't have to be incredibly smart. You don't have to have some unbelievable fucking pedigree. You can be somebody who's just trying to learn, just trying to get some insight into how other successful people, entrepreneurs, politicians, celebrities, how they think. Because we're going to talk to all those people and you're going to find out how unbelievably humanizing some of those experiences actually are. And some of them are motivational, some of them aren't. Stories don't always have a happy ending in the real world. They don't. But what I can tell you is it's getting grim out there, man. Social media, you know, YouTube, all these places, there's information and disinformation. There's everybody's trying to act like they're rich. We're not doing that here. I don't give a shit what kind of car you drive or how fancy your life looks on social media. What I care about is your story. And I can promise you one thing, you will hear a resounding commonality, is that adversity builds character. You will hear some of these podcasts that you love and you will hear some of them that you hate. And that's all good. Like, I don't take that personally. You don't have to like me. This ain't about me. This is about you. It's about everybody else. And this is about holding every single one of us to the higher standard. I wish I wouldn't have lied so much when I was a kid. I wish I would have been more proud of who I was. I wish I would have understood what I could have been. But I wasn't brought up that way. I've grown into that man. And I don't want anything from you. I mean, other than your subscribing and liking and commenting about how awesome this podcast is, because that helps the ratings and helps spread the name. But in reality, what I want to do is give back. So I promise you this, absolute one thing. There will be no games, no drama, and absolutely no bullshit. You'll hear it straight. You'll hear it raw from me, from guests. This isn't a different standard. It's the higher standard. And it's the same fucking standard I hold myself to. I hope you do too. I hope you enjoyed today's conversation on the Higher Standard Podcast. Make sure to hit subscribe or follow on whatever platform you are listening to this on. If you like this episode, please write a review and share it with us. We're getting the show up and running right now, so every message, every review, and every note counts. This show exists to showcase what's possible when leaders decide to uphold a higher standard for their businesses, their investments, their families, and most importantly, themselves. If you want to see more of my content, I post daily on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube, so be sure to follow me on your favorite social media platform. And with that, it is a wrap. And as always, I look forward to hanging with you all on the next episode.